This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, June 28th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. CARB bans propane forklifts. PAGA reforms pass. Interior, EPA take a whack. And lawmakers question terminal deal. CARB enacts ban on large propane forklifts. The Air Resources Board yesterday adopted a regulation to phase out the sale and use of large fossil fuel-powered forklifts in California by 2038. Under the rule, manufacturers cannot produce or sell Class 4 and 5 propane and gas forklifts of up to 12,000 pounds starting in 2026. Large businesses would start retiring their current large spark forklifts with those classes beginning in 2028, leading up to a total prohibition 10 years later. Agency staff estimated the phase-out would impact more than 89,000 forklifts. The agriculture and natural resources sector accounts for 5% of the forklifts targeted in the regulation, though the regulation exempts small businesses and Class 7 rough terrain forklifts. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Legislature passes PAGA reforms. Lawmakers yesterday approved two measures outlining sweeping reforms to the Private Attorneys General Act. The legislation reflects a deal last week that the governor and legislative leaders struck with a coalition of business groups. The plan is to limit frivolous lawsuits while retaining worker protections for labor claims and fair compensation in exchange for the coalition pulling their ballot measure to repeal PAGA. California Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Jennifer Barrera expressed gratitude for the policymakers' quick action. She called it a historic day and, quote, an important step forward to curtail lawsuit abuse under PAGA that was hurting California businesses, our workers, and our economy. Barrera hopes the legislative deal will, quote, return common sense to the process. Crop insurance expanded for specialty and organic growers. USDA is expanding crop insurance options for specialty crop and organic growers. The Risk Management Agency is allowing enterprise units in organic farming and adding enterprise unit eligibility for several specialty crops. Enterprise units allow a producer to insure together all acres of a crop in a county. Starting next year, enterprise unit eligibility will be expanded to almonds, apples, and avocados in California, citrus in Arizona, California, and Texas, and figs, macadamia nuts, pears, prunes, and walnuts. Take note, RMA also is reducing coverage penalties on perennial specialty crop producers and producers of intensively managed crops such as alfalfa when they move to row crop production. This allows for a seamless transition without losing crop insurance coverage, USDA's Risk Management Agency said. For more information, it's available from RMA. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Trump tariff plans get attention in debate. This presidential debate will hardly be remembered for the policy. The talk around the country today is almost certainly going to be about the relative performance of President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump, not their positions on issues. But the debate did touch a few points on issues directly relevant to agriculture. During the debate, Biden repeatedly brought up Trump's proposed 10% across-the-board tariff, saying it would essentially be a tax increase on consumers and drive up the cost of living. In an apparent reference to a report by the Center for American Progress, a liberal think tank, Biden said Trump's tariff plans would cost the average American $2,500 a year more because they're going to have to pay the difference in food and all the things are imported. Other economists have also said the tariffs would worsen inflation. Trump defended his tariff plans, as he has in the past, by assessing that exporting countries pay the duties when they're actually paid by importers. It's just going to cause countries that have been ripping us off for years, like China and many others, to pay us a lot of money, reduce our deficit tremendously, and give us a lot of power for other things, Trump said. Trump repeatedly hit Biden on the issue of immigration and border security. Trump was asked but didn't address the question of how he would carry out his call for deporting illegal immigrants. By the way, there was one brief mention of agriculture in the debate. It came when Trump was defending his trade policy. Trump claimed he, quote, made great trade deals with European nations. He said the Europeans, quote, don't want anything that we have, but we're supposed to take their cars, their food, their everything, their agriculture. I changed that. Interior, an EPA spending bill targets regs. House Republicans are using their fiscal 25 spending bill for the Interior Department and EPA to target a variety of regulatory moves by the Biden administration. Among other things, the bill would block the EPA from implementing regulations on light, medium, and heavy-duty vehicles. Other policy riders in the FY25 Interior Environmental Bill would block rules issued under the National Environmental Policy Act to factor climate change considerations into permitting decisions. The bill also would prohibit EPA from enforcing its Clean Power Plan 2.0, new climate-related regulations on power plants. The Bureau of Land Management would be blocked from carrying out new regulations that put conservation on par with grazing and other uses of BLM land. The bill also slashes funding for both Interior and EPA. EPA science and environmental programs would be cut by $1.2 billion to $2.8 billion at FY25. Funding for BLM would be reduced $116 million to $1.3 billion. Fish and Wildlife Service would be cut $144 million to $1.6 billion. USDA providing disaster aid to dairies with lost milk production due to H5N1. The Agriculture Department will compensate dairy farmers for 90% of the value of milk production lost to the H5N1 virus through use of its emergency assistance for livestock, honeybees, farm-raised fish program, or ELAP. The department had announced previously it would use ELAP to aid milk producers, but rolled out the official announcement with details yesterday. In a news release, the department said payments would be, quote, based on an expected 21-day period of no milk production when a cow is removed from the milking herd, followed by 7 days when the cow has returned to milking but produces 50% of the normal amount of production. What we've learned is this 4-week period is roughly equivalent to the amount of time that most producers have experienced significant milk loss. That Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack speaking with reporters. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, June 28th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Alley.